I'll try 'em all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy, rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want a drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash. That is the right thing to do. Last champagne makes you happy. Vodka keeps you thin. Tequila makes you want to.
We're back! Welcome to another episode of Popping Bottles. If you can hear my voice, then you probably know it's the week of Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, Santa's here. Santa will get to you.
Okay. I'm going to take a shit.
Santa loves stopping by and use the can here, and we're happy to have him. My name is Josh Slagovia. I am a co-host of a comedic podcast about your favorite beverages, and we got a humdinger. You guys ever play, was it Cloodle? What was that game?
What?
Cranium?
Yeah.
It was Humdinger. Anyway.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the games. Anyway, I have a wonderful co-host by the name of...
It's me, Rob Grab Some Candy Kanowski. I brought candy canes.
Nice. Yeah. Rob, where are they?
Well, they're in my bag. Oh, reach on in.
Here, I got them. Real candy canes.
Ooh, oh, wow.
It's a Christmas episode, canes. So I brought candy canes.
That's nice of you. And they're good kinds, the Barch.
I guess. Is there a candy cane hierarchy?
Yeah, because now there's different flavors of candy canes, like Starbucks. I'm sure they have.
Go on.
But Starbursts have flavored candy canes. I think Skittles does too.
Yeah.
But these are the official
OG peppermints.
Yeah. Peppermints.
Peppermint sticks.
Peppermint candy cane sticks.
Has your penis ever been described curved like a peppermint stick?
No. Has yours?
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll pull it out.
All right.
You can give me that compliment. I've been waiting.
That'll be on the our Patreon.
Yeah. I'll pay money for that.
Yeah.
The video too.
We'll pull our dicks out and we'll compare it.
Yeah. That's kind of what we've been doing for so many episodes. Rob, how are you? Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
I'm fine, man. You know, I'm gearing up for the holidays.
You're traveling for the big day.
Pull the curtain back. We're recording this before the week of Christmas.
This is April, the last week of April.
So when this comes out, I will be... Oh, I thought March. I'll be in Florida. The first time we'll be on an airplane since the whole world kind of shut down.
Yeah, World War Z.
Barely reopened.
See?
Yeah. So I hope Florida's fun. I'm sure it'll be nice and warm, a little break from the kind of cold we've been having.
How close are you to the water out there?
Right on it.
Yeah, do you wade out and swim and
No, but my dad loves boating. He has a pier right behind his he can literally open his condo back door and walk onto his boat put it in the water and off we go.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're right there.
Golf side or
golf side. Yeah.
Oh, nice warm water.
Yeah, warm water. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
nice. Warm.
See some gators occasionally.
Yeah. Gators,
a manatee or two.
Oh, it's cool. Wow. Yeah. Did you ever hunt or eat any of them?
No.
Okay.
A fish. I caught a shark once years ago. Yeah, just a little.
You don't hunt manatee.
Yeah, they come to you.
The most dangerous game.
Man, the slowest. Man, tease. How are you, man? Are you traveling? You're here in Chicago.
I'm in Michigan right now.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so in a few months' time, once April, it's really hot this April, but in a few months' time, I will be in the great state of Michigan,
Michigan,
next to the Fire Out Chips campus.
Oh, yeah.
With my my roommate's family, doing it up there, having a good old Michigan Christmas.
Probably get some snow by that time.
Probably, yeah. I think they might have a snow already, but they have a nice, wood-burning stove, a pellet stove.
That'd be great.
It gets very, nice and, cozy.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
I love it.
Let's introduce our guests.
Yeah.
So they can talk. We have a wonderful guest by the name of...
Chip Ho-Ho-Ho-Quan.
Ho-Ho-Ho-Quan.
Nailed it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Chip, what are your holiday plans?
Yeah.
Well, it's, 8 months away, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, you don't want to lock anything down.
No, I'm going to fly down to New Orleans.
Nice.
Visit the family. Emily's... Right now, she's in Washington, but she's going to fly down and meet me in New Orleans.
And who's Emily? Do you want to shout her out?
That is my girlfriend.
Ooh. Nice.
To shout out to the girlfriend.
Nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
How is... is it weird? No, I don't want to say weird. It must be... Because you grew up in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So, Christmas is always strange in, warmer places where they're warm 24...
It's it doesn't snow...
Yeah.
There was still one Christmas it snowed, but right? Oh, yeah. Everything is still done up with the red and the green and the tinsel and...
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff.
I remember, we'd go to Florida when I was a kid, and my mom would always be like, is it weird here? And I'm like, Yeah, like no one cares. Like it's Christmas. We just get up and go on with our day. Where it's like, oh, there's snow. Like no one cares down in warmer states.
Yeah. Well, did you ever have this? When did you have?
Open Santa.
Santa. He just left.
Is it someone there?
No, Santa just left. Oh. Just walked out.
Is there someone there?
No, the door's, oh,
the door's open.
I probably didn't close it all the way. Well, this will all come out. So.
A sneaky little elf.
Rob Lockett. I'm scared.
I'm doing what's called vamping while we wait on the door.
Chip, did you ever have this, growing up in a warmer climate, because I did as well, where you would have like ice mountains that you would sled down at like fairs or Six Flags Over Texas?
There were,
and it was
some,
like the worst.
Not regularly, but there were some special occasions where they did, like they brought in a snowmaking machine, which was a grinding of ice machine.
Yeah, which
into
I thought
powder.
Was cool, and but I was like, snow hurts. And then when I had real snow, I was like, wow.
At the World's Fair in different. Like 1984, 82, one of those was in New Orleans, and they had one during December. They had like a snowball. They were going to advertise snowball fight, and they just made a bunch of snow. And I was a kid at the, like, you know, 6 years old or something at the time. So they brought, you know, they brought us out, and I didn't know anyone else there, but I just would like make snowballs and throw them at people. And then like one, I just whipped like over my head, like hook style. And I just watched it go, and it's like hit some old lady like in the blouse, and she's like, "Oh, what?" And I was like, "Oh no!" Of course, she didn't know where it came from, so it was all right.
And you're right, because it has the consistency. And I said this before, of like where they put in the guacamole at the grocery store.
Yeah,
where they, like,
exactly.
Shove the canisters in that, or the crab legs.
That's
on.
Not real snow.
No, it's terrible.
No,
it's
ground up ice.
I've never had that, and I don't want it.
Yeah, we used to go to Six Flags Over Texas, like they had a holiday in the park or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's all done up, and it's like, but that was one of the big attractions. Was like, you could get on a plastic sled and slide down these like snow hills, which were just. But if you fell out, or if, like, say, when you land, you're just like scraping ice.
Because in normal snow, it's not too bad when you fall. Like, maybe
it's awesome.
Yeah, because you're covered in snow.
It's very tiny crystals. It's like powder.
Powder. Snow in the bathroom.
That's why Santa's opening doors and leaving.
I'm taking a shit.
No, Santa.
All right, Santa.
See, the toilet seat's down. But you're on your knees. He likes doing it off the seat.
So this is about beverages?
Yeah, we'll get to
at
it.
Some point.
No?
Yeah.
Quinn, what beverage have you chosen to talk about with us today?
Well, I brought... go get some.
Yeah.
Eggnog, and it's my grandfather's homemade recipe.
Oh, it's your grandfather's? I thought it was your dad's or some reason.
Well, eventually it was my dad's.
Yeah.
My grandfather is... Every Christmas Eve would make eggnog for the family.
Love it. Is this his own? So did he get it from his grandfather, or is this something he just started?
I don't know where it came from prior to him. I perhaps could find out, but I don't know.
I love it.
But yeah, he's, you know, we're Cajun, and
so there's
I feel like there's
this, right?
Yeah.
It's really a bisque.
Oh. Yeah, it is. Well, it's got the consistency of a bisque.
Comes with a poor boy roll. Just pour it in there. I'm excited. I think we have. I don't know if you've ever had like a homemade recipe.
Yeah.
For a drink beyond, like, the concoctions Josh makes, but, like, for the actual beverage. Like, we've done, I think it was just two Christmases ago, we did our 12 eggnogs, which was a lot. So many eggnogs. I'll take a little mug.
Thank you.
And I would be remiss if I didn't shout out former guest Peyton Brown.
Yeah, of course.
Who has a...
An
eggnog he wanted to bring on. But we, like, schedule-wise, it didn't work out.
But he failed to, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we prevented him by
failing.
So, in a word, he did fail. But he has a family recipe, or...
I've had it, because I've been to the holiday parties.
Yeah, which also apparently is... I missed... Was it your grandpa's, you said?
Yeah, my name is Claude Joseph Oquan III. My grandfather is Claude Joseph Oquan Sr., so this is my namesake. Or I'm his namesake, whichever way it goes.
Yeah.
I'm named after him.
Yeah.
What do you know?
You're shouting him out on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, Claude was short for Chip.
It's not specifically short.
Yeah.
Chip is not specifically short for Claude, but...
When you get three in, you gotta
get... Yep.
Gotta switch it up.
Well, my dad was CJ.
Sure.
And then I'm the third, and they would have maybe called me Trey, because that's often a nickname for the third. But their good friends had just named their son Trey, so they were like, let's do something else. They came up with Chip.
I love it.
So
you're Chip, man.
Here I am.
We got mugs full of mugs. Fresh. They made this fresh this morning.
Yes, this morning.
Oh, nice.
So I don't think it'll last till Christmas, since it's April.
It smells better. It smells not like normal nog.
I'm not going to lie. It's giving off notes of pancake mix, mm-hmm. but not in a bad way.
Hmm. Oh, man.
That's the shrimp.
Ooh, ooh. This is pretty good.
Yeah. It's actually really nice.
It is good. It's so I did bring it, you don't have to do it, but I whipped up some egg whites like you generally put that on top.
And a little nutmeg?
And a little nutmeg, which I also brought. So if you want to do the whole nine yards, you can do that.
Yeah, what are we doing?
All right.
Yeah, careful.
Grab that other smaller container, and then the nutmeg is on the counter as well.
Oh, my gosh. Let's do it up.
Maybe get a little spoon.
This is really good, because normally I'd only have nutmeg for this TV show, for this podcast.
I forgot my nutmeg for the cocktail, so this is perfect.
Oh, no, it's good.
But, look at this.
Give me a little dollop.
You want me to? Or?
Yeah, do.
A Surgeon General's warning, these are raw eggs whipped, so look out for salmonella. Just dodge those parts.
Oh, whatever. Santa, make room. I might have to shit.
Let me, because I'll nug. I'm not nug. Nug
oh, yeah, no,
nugget
no.
up.
Thank you, buddy. Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's more of like a traditional pancake flavor to this. I don't know what it is, but it's good.
I think. Well, the smell wise, Matt, or would you like to do your?
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Your nutmeg mileage may vary.
Yeah. I'm going to go light on the nutmeg, because I feel like that's strong.
Oh, man. It is strong. That's good egg white.
This guy knows. He's an egg white connoisseur.
I'm aware. That's good.
So, well, let's describe it for the viewers.
Sure.
It's hard, but yeah.
Well, I'll start with the ingredients.
Yeah.
So, it's whole milk and evaporated milk are the main fluid, liquid that you're using.
Delicious.
And, of course, there's a lot of sugar, and egg yolks that are mixed with the sugar with cornstarch, and then vanilla.
Mm.
So all that is in various stages added together to the pot for this.
How long do you cook it for?
I didn't time it specifically. You bring it to a simmer basically, and then just as it's simmering, you add in like the yolk sugar so it dissolves smoothly, and then just keep it warm.
It is almost like I'm drinking a sugar cookie.
Yeah, there's like
it's a lot of sugar in there.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I like it so much.
Mm-hmm.
I have diabetes now. Oh, well.
It's kind of got like a, it's a thick consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely get that vanilla.
Yeah.
The sugar cookie is right on. It's like very sweet.
Yeah.
There's also like a, there's like a heaviness to it, but it's not bad.
The yolk gives a lot of like thickness, almost like a custard. Yeah.
Yeah, custard is right on the nose.
Yeah, custard.
Delicious. Well, let's get in, before we get to your history with it, other than where it's from, let's get a little history of it.
Sure.
Eggnog is a holiday punch made with milk, cream, sugar, both egg whites and yolks, usually mixed with a spirit such as rum, brandy, bourbon, or whiskey. Where eggnog came from, so during medieval times, around the 1400s, the the fairy godmother to eggnog was called posset, and this was a beverage made using hot curdled milk mixed with ale or wine and then thickened with bread or oats, sweetened and spiced. It was said that the monks were the ones who added eggs to it, but due to the cost it was to make something like this, the spices and the eggs and were kind of pricey. It was mainly used around like holiday gatherings for toasts to health and prosperity. In 1693 we see the word nog used to describe strong beers in England, United Kingdom. And the word noggin was used to describe a small carved wooden mug used to serve booze. They had a similar drink around then to eggnog, what we know as eggnog. It wasn't called posset, it was called an egg flip, where they would actually like mix it by flipping it between a couple cups.
Oh, I wonder if noggin and flagon are related to each other.
Oh, they might be.
As in containers.
We see the eggnog name first used in the U.S. in 1765 when a Maryland pastor, Go Terps, used it to... he was writing a poem about the drink, but it was published after his death.
Oh.
Today, the Huffington Post reports that there are more than 135 million pounds of eggnog consumed every year.
Good Lord.
And Christmas Eve is the National Eggnog Day.
Oh, cool, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think that number is probably a commercial number.
Yeah.
Not because like people are making eggnog in their home, so
they don't get to count that.
It's got to be more than that.
Oh yeah, it's so much eggnog.
Black market eggnog.
Get on the other side of the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Can I have a nog and a nog?
It's going to cost you.
Chip, that's a little bit of the history of eggnog. Mm-hmm. Let's get to your history with eggnog in a segment we call...
First time, last time.
Santa, shut the door.
Last time.
This is the first time you ever had your grandpappy's... Mm-hmm. You call him grandpappy?
I call him Papaw.
Papaw. Well, your Papaw's eggnog. Papaw.
Yeah, him.
The last time you had this, and then the first time you had it. The first time, and then the last time.
Sure. Well, the first time, first time I would have had it would have been at a Christmas Eve party.
Yeah.
As a kid, so our my family, my dad.
Do you want to shout him out?
CJ. Claude Joseph Oakland Jr.
Oh.
I was wondering.
Yeah. He has a brother and a sister, and then my. Grandparents on his side, my grandfather, Papa, has three sisters. And on Christmas Eve, there would be a big family Christmas Eve party of Papa and his three sisters and all of the descendants down from there. So like a big multi-generational, a few dozen people.
Yeah.
And so Papa would make the eggnog for that party every year.
What was he making it in? Was it like a crock pot? Did he have a big pot?
It was a big, like stainless steel pot.
Sure. Yeah.
Old school.
Mm-hmm.
Would he add booze to it, or was it kind of on the person he would, whoever would come up and like add as much as they want to their cup?
Exactly, yeah. He would make it, you know, virgin, because a lot of kids were going to have some, too. Sure, and then, like, there was just a bottle of whatever it was next to it.
Papa's secret coffin juice.
Yeah. Yeah. Tonic.
It'll cure what ails you.
Mm-hmm.
Drink it up.
So, so that was the first time it would have been as a child. Last time, I guess, would have been... The last Christmas party I went to, which would have been 2019, pre-COVID, since we didn't have a family get-together in the 2020. And I would hope we'll have one again this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you don't make this, like, just when you're home?
No, I made it for the first time a week ago.
Oh!
The first batch that I brought a week ago. And, I thought it went all right. I'm glad I remade it this morning, though. Just one, to have it fresh, but two, I felt like the process, I figured it out a bit better.
Sure.
So this is
the second time.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Is Pop still with us?
No, he passed.
Is he in the room right now?
Oh.
I feel a presence.
I will channel my Pop. No, he died in 2004.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was actually Father's Day.
Rest in power.
Yeah. Rest in power.
It was 2004.
Cajun King.
And it was right before I moved to Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
Who makes it now? That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, my dad does now.
Nice.
So he's got the recipe, and he's the one who makes it. Although I was talking to him on the phone about it to try to get some pointers, and he's like, oh, I don't make it. Oh. And then mom's like, yes, you do. So I don't know if my dad is just, like, losing his mind or what. But he does, yeah. He makes it.
You're a liar.
I think he doesn't want to be held responsible for, like, telling me exactly how to make it in case it comes out bad. And he's like,
right.
Well, don't blame me.
Sure. What is that?
A whistle?
It's my pawpaw.
It's your pawpaw? Is it coming back?
He was. My grandfather...
Well, if you hear something, I honestly don't know what that is.
Is it a leaf blower?
If it's power tools, like, my grandfather built his own home.
It might,
like,
be a power tool.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
My grandpa built his own home, too.
Yeah.
He worked for a lumber mill.
Mine bought his.
Yeah.
With American money.
Goddamn money he earned.
I'm amazed at this. Like, he designed it, he built it, and then, like, on days where he needed a second person, he got a second person to come and, like, you know, help me.
Sure, lift the bigger... Yeah,
exactly.
Lumbers.
Hold this.
But, he just built that home. It impresses me that someone can just do that.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a two-story?
Yes, actually it was.
Oh, wow. Nice. Should we wait until that's done?
It's a true story. He just said his grandpa did it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Thank you. I mean, whatever. I'll try to, like, take it out. If there's a low, cool wine hum, it's just Papa.
It's annoying.
Papa's working.
Papa's building his house outside.
Yeah, and not Papa John.
No. Fuck Papa John.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, my.
Ooh, we got Trish on his eggnog. It's good.
Yeah!
It's
good.
You want some of this one?
Yeah. Booze?
Not yet.
Booze.
This version.
Not yet.
Interesting choice.
Yeah, it's good, though. Yuck.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, that's really good.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Papa. And Chip.
Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Chip.
Mm-hmm.
The Christmas gathering.
Yeah.
Is it always multi-generational? Now that people get older, kind of fraction out into different their own families.
It's still the same core group. Like, Papa's passed away, and I think two or three sisters have passed away. There's still one that's around, and so she's still there.
That's good.
But it's still that extended family, you know, second cousins and such. Yeah. That is
open up to you're kind of family, get on in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's getting to be where, like, now I don't know about half the people because, you know, it's like my cousins and cousins have married other people who, like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
You're some Cajun boy. I don't know.
And are they mostly still down there?
A lot of them, yeah. Most of them are still in New Orleans or the Louisiana area.
You're one of the few who, I don't want to say escape, but I'm going to say escape. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, a lot of people leave where they're from.
Yeah, there's a lot of LSU gear that gets given for Christmas.
Nice.
You know, Saints gear, that kind of stuff.
Ducks, Tigers.
Yeah, yeah.
when did the Saints change their stadium? I was, like, watching it the other day, and I was like, wasn't this the Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
It was the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and that... It was this year is the first year that it's not been called that.
Okay, I was just
the Mercedes-Benz did not renew their sponsorship.
Crypto as well? Crypto.com.
Yeah.
It's the worst commercial I have to watch every time there's a movie.
God.
I forget, there's Smoothie King sponsors the basketball stadium next to it.
Oh, my
gosh. So it's like the Smoothie King Stadium, and then I forget. Anyways.
I haven't been to Smoothie King in years, but it was always good.
That started in New Orleans.
Okay.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll do that one next time.
Great, perfect.
Yeah.
Rob, first time, last time, we'll do eggnog, because clearly you haven't had Papa's eggnog.
No. Yeah, you know, just general eggnog. Probably when we had the 12 nogs of Christmas.
If you haven't heard that one, viewers.
2 years ago? Because last year we did the cookies, where we got drunk on cookies.
You got 12 cookies at Christmas.
So that was the last time. I don't go for it. I will never buy nog. But if it's at a party, I will have a cup. I will have at least a cup of it. And so, yeah, that's probably the last time I had it. And the first time, I don't know, some holiday party as I was getting older. Mm-hmm. I don't think in college, but like here in Chicago, I think as we all are, friends are slowly becoming quote-unquote adults. People are like, I'm going to have a holiday party with all the trippings. So there's a thing of eggnog. You just have a cup. You're like, well, this isn't bad. Maybe add some booze. Ah, there you go. How about you? First time, last time.
Oh, first time. I mean, I don't like eggnog, but my dad does, and he never made his own. It was always something they get at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I never remember having it hot. Like, it was always like a cold thing out of the fridge.
Mm-hmm. It's 100 times better hot.
It is. This is really good. I can see why people dig it.
Yeah, the moment you said that, it just clicked in my brain. I'm like, I don't know if I've ever had it hot. Mm-hmm. I've always just had it from a punch bowl.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's been sitting out for a while.
Which is why when you... So Chip drops him off earlier in the week to try it, and I thought it was fine, but I had it cold.
Yeah. And that was refrigerated, like, yeah. It cooled down by the time I brought him over.
Yeah, yeah. But
you don't have a hot plate in your car?
I got to get on that.
Yeah, you didn't buy
get on that.
The Hyundai Elantra does not come with a hot plate accessory.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
That's why we buy used Domino's cars.
Yep.
Little pizza warmers. When it's cold, I put my jacket in there.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, it's so nice.
Put your pants in there and toast it.
Yeah, officer. And he's like, don't worry about it. I know what's happening.
Thank you.
And he's like, do you mind? And then he puts his in and sits in there with me.
And so he became friends with all the police, right?
That's right, yeah. I can't tell you what I said. I remember it was, and it was always like the store brand, you know, whatever, like knockoff milk, you know, not the fancy one. And I've had like a fancier like Oberweis's eggnogs. We had a bunch 2 years ago, and oh man, we tried the non dairy ones. Whoo, they were terrible.
Oh,
it was like almond milk, tasted like water.
Awful. Oh gosh.
And again, I don't like eggnog. Shout out to former guest Buck.
Buck Lepard.
Big fan of the nog. Oh, and we gotta get him on.
Because it wasn't there.
He also did Goldschlager with his drink.
All right.
And he found a Goldschlager eggnog premix.
Oh.
At the store.
All right.
Yeah. All right. It's like no, but maybe it's cinnamon. So
yeah. A few years ago, I was thinking, I saw some at the store because it was holiday season. And I thought, well, I obviously, you know, Papa's not here and I don't have eggnog, but like, let's see if it's close, whatever. And I bought some I tried it.
Do you know which one it was?
It was just like, you know, like Jewel brand or whatever. Jewel brand, I don't know.
Lucid Train or whatever.
And I, you know, poured myself a mug and I tasted it and I was like, oh, no, I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
And it was it'll probably be close to it though, right? You know, just not quite as good. But no, it was.
This active, is night and day.
It's actually bad. Yeah. I was like, I didn't want it.
You gotta warm up, listeners. Warm up your nog. I think this is gonna be better.
I mean, I don't know if it's just it's warm or it's this. Just like, his recipe. This is delicious. Sure.
Now I want to try. I don't want to go get. Maybe I'll just next week grab a carton
mm-hmm. and try it warm.
Yeah, just try to warm it up. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like even though this is even though this is thick, it's not heavy.
Yeah.
But I feel like eggnog from a carton is always like heavy. Like mm-hmm. it tastes like just cream.
Well, it's gotta last. Yeah,
it's gotta be shelf stable. yeah. So last time was probably then, and then I you know, I don't ever touch it. If it's somewhere, I'll try it, especially if it's somebody's family recipe or if it's like just you know Alton Brown's recipe.
Yeah, absolutely.
But again, it's not something I ever want or crave.
No,
you know.
Hell, even if I threw a holiday party, I think the nog would be like the last thing. Where I probably wouldn't even think about it until someone's like Chip would come over and be like, "Hey, where's the nog?" I'd be like, "What? Get out of here!"
Damn it!
Yeah, I think I would go mulled wine before I would do a nog.
I would say bring whatever you want to drink.
Nice, classy.
BYOMW, mulled wine.
Bring whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring your own clothes. And I'll mull the wine.
Yeah.
Clothes, orange, wine. Glog again.
Clothes.
Yeah. Which is it clothes?
Yeah.
For the warm.
Bring your own clothes. I'll warm up for it.
Anything but clothes party. Chip, we have another segment of the show.
Yeah.
You do drink alcohol.
I do.
Which is great because this is a perfect segment for that. We want to know the first alcoholic beverage you've ever had, and the last one is saying we call.
Whoop whoop, pull over. Let me see that ID.
Let me see your ID. What was your first beverage?
All right. So, I mean, I'm sure as a kid, like, I've tasted beer or wine. Like, my dad let me have a sip, and he used to drink gin and tonic, so I probably had a sip of that, but, you know, like, a sip.
Did he have a brand of gin?
I'm sure he did, but, like, yeah. It was probably the cheapest brand,
yeah.
Whatever. But, no, the first time I remember, like, going to like a party or something and having alcohol was in college.
Where'd you go to school?
Rice University.
All right, Houston. Nice. The Fighting Owls.
That's true.
How do you know all these things?
I watched college football, and I lived in Texas.
Oh, that's fair.
You don't watch
Rice is a great school.
You don't watch college football, Rice. Well, I mean,
well, you watch it for the mob.
There. Well, I was in the mob, so yeah, exactly. You watch it for the halftime show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I also did a band in high school, not in college.
Well, I did band in college. I didn't give a shit.
You never heard of the Marching Owl band?
The Marching Owl band.
Are we bothering you?
Yeah, I'm really busy.
Your phone's ringing off the hook.
That's you.
I have to get this.
Sorry, I was calling Josh.
Hello, spam?
Yeah. Oh, no.
That is me. No. it was from my parents. I'll answer them when I get off.
Later.
And Dad, if you're listening, I'll talk to you in a minute.
Sorry, show stuff I'm dealing with tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I just wanted to respond in a proper time.
I was in college. It was my freshman year of college at Rice University. And there was a party. Rice does not have fraternities or sororities like Greek system at all, but everyone is assigned to a dorm, which is called a residential college, and each college will put on one big party at least a year, and one of the other
colleges, sanctioned by the school kind of thing, or is it like these are underground parties?
Yeah, like a big like advertised like Brown College is going to have a party, or I was at Lovett College, so we would have casino night with like we'd make fake like money that you could gamble with and win prizes and stuff. And, yeah, there was, like, the alcohol policy basically said that if you were 21, you know, we could serve alcohol. If you were 21, you could have some.
18 to chill, 21 to spit.
And I'm sure there were, like, private parties in dorms where there was, you know, alcohol and stuff. But, yeah, so this college, Brown, was having a party called Bacchanalia, which is sort of a Greek theme, like,
dress
in toga, you know, party festivities. You know, Bacchus and revelry and all that kind of stuff. So in the main party is in the commons, which is like the lunchroom area cleared of tables and a big dance hall now. And then like up on the floors, they had, you know, some private parties. But like there was at the end of one of the halls was a keg. And it was, you know, sort of the everyone knows it's there, but, you know, it's not official, but you can go and get some beer there. So, like, me and my freshman buddies, and
I've never seen this guy before.
Somewhere on Facebook is a picture of me and Pete Marmo and...
Shout out, Pete.
What up, Pete?
John Dahl.
Shout out, John.
And Darren Dilda. Now Darren Dillon, because he changed his name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shout out, Dylan.
Yep. And the four of us, dressed in togas, there's a picture of us about to head out to this party. And then we go, and of course we go to the floor with the keg, and, I was like, okay, ooh, beer. You know, let's have beer. Ooh, we got beer. And so drank beer that night. The next week in the Rice Thresher, which is the newspaper, the school paper, there was a little poem printed. And it said, thanks for coming to Bacchanalia. However, we've played you all as fools. What you thought was Budweiser was actually O'Doul's. And that keg was a non-alcoholic keg of O'Doul's. And they were just like, hey, let's give the freshman O'Doul's and tell them it's, you know, alcohol.
No, that's a
and
good see how that's
they a, it was. Good, I thought it was fucking brilliant.
That's smart a school. Good bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Just O'Doul's.
So my first time drinking alcohol, I wasn't drinking alcohol. I was.
Yeah. Did you like play into it? You're like, oh, I'm feeling it.
I'm sure I did. Oh, come on. Yeah, like, yeah, he yeah, acts yeah. silly. Like, it's an excuse to yeah. act silly, and so I'm sure that we did, but like.
And you're like, I'm holding my booze so well.
Yeah. Boy, I could drink 10 of these. Next party, I die.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my first time drinking
alcohol. Also, and what a. What a layout of money for the bit, too. Yeah. Like, because kegs are cheap.
Yeah, yeah. Nope. Let alone O'Doul's.
Yeah. Non-alcoholic beer is almost just about the price of beer.
Yeah. The cheapest beer you can think of is, like, a step below is, like, yeah. O'Doul's.
So that's pretty mm-hmm. that's pretty solid. Yeah.
That's a good bit. Mm-hmm.
I wish I had heard of that or thought of that as a senior to pull on people. Because that's the kind of thing I would easily pay for. What a fun bit.
Yeah, so that was... And I don't remember the actual first time that I had alcohol, but it would have been after that.
Sure, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm sure it was some college party.
That's funny.
And was two parts to the question?
No, it's just normally we talk about the first time you had alcoholic beverage.
Oh, okay, not the last time.
When was the last time you had?
I don't know, like maybe last weekend.
You sure?
What do you normally drink? What do you stock at the house?
I like those grapefruit soda beers, you know, like Stiegel Radler.
Yeah. Those are great.
There's a couple different brands of those out now, and I've got some of those that's nice. Those are really good for summer, like a summer refreshing beer.
Yeah, and it's April right now. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I thought of this earlier this week for some reason, but your toga story made me rethink of it.
Toga.
In toga. In college, I went to these four ladies I knew who lived together.
You shout them out?
No. they threw like a toga party, and we went, and these four ladies were all very attractive, and they not your normal togas they were wearing. They show a little bit more skin than the toga does. And I just remember this one bro who was there. One of them walked by. He just went, togas, more like hogas. It's just one of those things that stuck with me for years. Because I'm like, what a horrible but still very fun joke,
right?
Classic college.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Ah, you're doing that. Yep.
I don't know if I ever went to like a big toga-esque party. I'm sure I've worn them around college.
It's a thing.
I don't know,
like,
if that was the theme.
There's such a tradition of like, well, there's got to be like some kind of Animal House style party, and there never usually is. Like, if there is a bit of a theme, maybe only like four people dress up as whatever it is. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Why would you? Don't worry about it.
I won't.
He's worried.
I'm not.
I want to know those girls' names.
I'll tell you off mic.
Okay. Perfect. Moving along, Chip. I just 1 second ago, I heard you laugh. So I know you're having fun.
Yeah,
we're all laughing, having a good time. But I have to assume that this is not your dream location to enjoy a delicious, not ocean cold, but
it's ocean warm.
Ocean warm.
Gulf.
It's a
climate change is real.
Gulf warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cup of Papa's eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
Papa's.
I was just making sure I got that right. We want to know where that location is, and what celebrity guests you're going to bring in a segment we call...
I like this, but I'd rather be here.
I'd rather be here.
And it can be any... Santa? It can be any location, time, place. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, I feel like... I mean, this is clearly like a winter sort of drink. And so I think the ideal location is, you know, after a full day of skiing, you just ski into the chalet, pop your skis up, you walk into the great hall with a roaring fire. You sit down on the couch with a blanket. And you just got yourself a mug of Papa's eggnog. And you're sitting and you're chilling. I don't know. Like, maybe Ryan Reynolds walks in or something. I don't know.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
Like, oh, hey, Ryan Reynolds.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, hey, let's spend an evening together joking around.
We can talk about anything but Mint Mobile.
I don't want to talk about that football team you own. I just don't care.
And he's like, hey, let's put some aviation gin in there. And I'm like, dude, this isn't all about you, Ryan. Yeah. Like, so Yeah, I think like a Swiss chalet or...
Ooh, yeah, the would gin go well with eggnog?
No.
Okay.
That's why I pissed at Ryan for putting it in there.
That's fair. What's your favorite Ryan Reynolds movie?
I mean, it's probably Deadpool.
Yeah.
Like, he worked so hard to get... Yeah, the first one. Like, they filmed that highway sequence as like a short years before the movie ever came out just to try to sell it. And it got viral and people were like, oh man, this is amazing. Is there a movie? Of course there wasn't, but then they were asking for the movie. So they...
Hype.
They got enough money to do it, and then they did it.
Deadpool's great.
It was very funny.
Yeah. It was good. The second one was good, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not as good as the first.
What's your favorite Ryan Reynolds?
Ooh, can I say Detective Pikachu?
You can.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Because it's not that.
It's not bad.
Oh.
I watched it. It's okay.
I haven't seen it yet. I feel like I would hear Deadpool when I see Pikachu talk, though.
You do for a minute. Yeah. It takes a second.
Yeah, yeah.
I also, I'm not a big Pokehead.
Pokehead?
Mm-hmm. So it was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I recognize some of the Pokemon, but there definitely wasn't that, like, aw.
Yeah.
Like, some people were like, oh my god, and then this, and then
it
this.
Looks,
and
it stuff. Looks, I'll say, it looks cool. Like, to be fair, I watched it at home. Like, it was on HBO Max, and I watched it in pieces.
Same.
But yeah, it's not bad.
What was the Wolverine that he was in?
The best one?
Yeah, the best one. That's what Deadpool? I thought you meant when you said Deadpool. Oh.
Is that Wolverine?
I don't know. I've seen he's great. I'm trying to think what my favorite movie of his is.
He's good in, I mean, Van Wilder.
Oh, yeah, Van Wilder. Talking about college.
I mean, he was Green Lantern, but that's no one's favorite movie.
That's not good.
You know, it's...
I saw Free Guy recently.
How is that?
Yeah, how was it?
Because I did not want to see it.
It's entertaining. There's a lot of, like... There's a lot of like nods to, you know, pop culture and video gaming, and like there are definitely, I think there were cameos by like streamers, but I don't know who they are. I'm sure Ninja was one of them, and I'm sure there were others. I don't know who these people are, but I feel like they're winking to the audience that someone will recognize them.
I feel that way a lot about commercials lately, where like they keep like, I'm like, all right, they're giving too much focus on this particular person. So this particular person must be a well-known person, but I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm getting old.
I felt that. I watched Star Trek Discovery.
All right, nerd.
Yeah, thank you.
Whoa, look at his
you have to be a nerd to watch Star Trek these days. And there's this guy who shows up. And he's like the Academy, you know, Admiral running the Starfleet Academy or whatever.
True, yeah.
The way they frame him on the screen and the way they highlight him, I'm like, who is this guy? This is clearly a person I'm supposed to know. It's weird. And then so I Googled it. I looked him up, and it was David Cronenberg.
Famous,
you know, horror director David Cronenberg.
Wow.
I was like, okay. I guess he probably was like, hey, I want to be on Star Trek. Yeah. They were like, sure, man. We'll make you the Starfleet Academy guy.
Yeah.
A million ways to die in the West. That would be
all right.
Nope.
I'm going to say, Just Friends is okay, but Anna Faris steals that movie more than Ryan Reynolds. See, I think it's got to be Deadpool.
Okay.
Yeah, Deadpool's great. The Proposal was actually pretty good.
Proposal's not bad. It's him and Sandra Bullock, right?
Yeah, Sandra Bullock.
And her favorite movie of mine, Speed. Speed's great.
Mm-hmm. Speed is great. Waiting. Remember Waiting?
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Waiting's
fun
a good one, too. That's up there with, like, Van Wilder.
Yeah. Same vibes.
Oh, totes.
Hurrah.
Yeah.
Dream location to enjoy a delicious ocean hot cup of Popeyes.
Ocean hot.
Climate change is real. All right.
Here's my dream location. I'm down in the bayou. I was on a bayou tour. I've become separated from my tour group. I've like fallen off the fan boat or whatever. And I'm getting a little nervous because, you know, I'm in the middle of the swamp. I found a log to sit on. And I'm hearing, like, maybe occasionally, like, a little accordion or banjo music. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then, out of nowhere, a freak blizzard happens.
Whoa.
Snow just comes crashing down out of nowhere. I'm just like, what is going on? I'm freaking out. And then, as I'm about ready, I'm like, what is happening? Am I being punished by the gods? An alligator shows up. And he goes, hey, don't worry. He's a speaking voice. I'm like, I recognize this voice. I don't know entirely how yet. He goes, don't worry, I got something that's going to keep you nice and toasty. It's given by this guy I knew, we call him Papa. And he gives me this delicious cup of delicious eggnog. And I go, oh, this is great, I'm feeling warm. You got anything else in that little, he's like a little pouch. You got anything else in that pouch? He goes, oh yeah, I got some whiskey. I go, oh, perfect, top this off. And I go, hey, by the way, is that voice, are you Charlie Day? He goes, yeah, it's me, Charlie Day. I'm just voicing the alligator. I go, this is fantastic. And then I wake up and realize I just got hit in the head by the fan.
Oh, the fan boat.
Dream. Yeah, the fan boat. Mm-hmm. But I'm okay, and I still have eggnog.
I'm trying to picture that. Trying to picture Charlie today as my grandfather. And
you know, he's just the voice of the alligator.
Just, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what did your grandfather look like?
I look a lot like him.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. Wow. In fact, we'll talk. And since this is a video podcast,
yeah.
If I can find a picture of my grandfather.
Did your grandpa keep all his hair, or was he a balding grandpa?
Yeah, he had his hair throughout.
Oh, beautiful locks.
It's beautiful, long, gold locks.
It's gold. He had it braided. Look like a Viking.
We can talk while I search Facebook.
Josh, how about you? What's your dream location?
Okay.
Who's a celebrity guest?
So, holidays, to me.
Yeah.
Christmas means to me. Christmas. So you talked about a beautiful swamp and pond.
Yeah.
I think I would want to be somewhere super Christmassy.
Sure, yeah.
So skiing sounds fun. Going to the bayou sounds fun. But I want it, wherever I am, I want it to be, I want it to feel like Christmas.
Sure. So you want to go into a Hallmark movie?
I want to go to inside the Muppet Christmas Carol. Yeah. But after everything's resolved.
Yeah. So Scrooge is a good guy?
Yeah, Scrooge is a good guy. Very serious Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Michael Caine. And we're having a party at the Cratchits.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're sitting down to eat, and then I bust through the door. I can't tell. Maybe I'm a Muppet?
Josh,
who knows?
I think you're a Muppet.
All right, I'm a Muppet.
Wait, it's your dream location. Do you want to be a Muppet?
I don't know. I'd have to see a mock-up of me as a Muppet.
That's fair.
And if I'm a human Muppet or an animal as a Muppet.
I think you'd be like a human Muppet. Like in the style of like a Ert and Bernie.
Yeah, like a Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
Did you say Ert and Bernie?
Did I?
He did.
Yeah.
It's moving past.
I'm not having a good day.
No, drink more eggnog. All
right.
That's what's doing it. So I bust through, I'm watching the movie. Yeah. Oh, and it's sad. I'm all by myself.
Oh, okay.
People had to travel.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't go with them for whatever reason. Work.
Yeah. It's always work.
Yeah. The Cratchit factory I work at. and I get a few hours off Christmas Eve. That's it.
Yeah.
I have to be back at work in the morning. Oh. It's very busy. And I'm eating my sad Stouffer's microwavable TV dinner.
Yeah.
It's a kid's cuisine with that
the penguin,
because I love penguins.
You love penguins.
and I've just heated it up and I pull the plastic off and I turn on cable and it's just about to be, that's the end of the movie, and I'm like, well, I couldn't even see the beginning of the movie. Like, yeah. I love this movie. And then I'm about to take a bite and I get sucked in the TV.
Whoa.
Oh. And as I do that, I get Muppetized.
Yeah,
as you say.
Yeah.
And as I'm getting sucked in, I reach out and I grab an eyedropper full of Papa's eggnog, because I was like, this feels like Christmas. It's the only thing that makes me happy after all, because it's, you know, it's April, it's months from now, and so I have it and I grab it and it pulls in with me through, and I pop up and I'm like, where am I? I'm on the streets of Muppet London, and I look down and I have like this giant bottle of eggnog. Yeah, well, I'm a Muppet now, so it's much bigger to me. And it's wrapped beautifully in green, shiny wrapping with candy cane paper.
Yeah.
And I bust through the door and I say, hey, can I join the party? And everybody's like, of course. And that big Muppet says, come in and know me better, man.
Yeah, the ghost card is present.
Yeah, yeah, and he's there too. I think I would look like him.
No, you 100%
yep, there
look
you go.
Like
that's what I want.
Yeah.
So I basically.
He's just wearing a Cowboys jersey.
I'm like his kid. Yeah. and we go in there and we, for lack of a better word, fuck it up. Like,
hell
we
yeah, just, dude.
We eat, we feast, we wassail. The leaves are green.
That'd be fun.
And we have a good old time, and then. I was like, can I crash here? Like, I don't have a place to stay. And they're like, sure. And then the kids go up to bed, and we, like, play our little games. The nephew's there, the one that's also human.
Yeah,
No, not the little kid.
No,
Scrooge's kid.
Oh, nephew. The
one that,
Huey Dewey Louie?
Huey Dewey and Louie are there.
Yeah. All the nephews.
Yeah. It's, it's like that drug... show where all the cartoons get together.
Did I tell you not to do drugs?
Yeah. I told everybody not to do drugs, except alcohol.
It's not a drug.
And we get drunk, and we party, and then we go ice skating, and then I go to sleep.
Oh.
I don't want to go back, so I kill myself right then and there. I throw myself on the fire, and I burn alive because I made a
fire. Good Lord!
Yeah.
This is your dream location?
This is my dream location.
Dramatic.
I go out how I want.
That's fair.
Call my own number.
Found a picture of my grandfather.
Okay.
This is Papa.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah, dude. Wow, yeah.
Yeah. If you told me that was you, but with a filter, I'd believe you.
It looks a lot like you.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're going to age okay.
Yeah, I'm in good hands.
Yeah.
Thanks for those jeans.
Yeah.
It's that bayou blood.
It's that eggnog once a year.
Oh, yeah.
But as much as you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
More.
Really preserves you. So that's my dream location. Santa, you're out.
We need more snow.
No, I think he meant toilet paper, because that's what he grabbed.
Right? Yeah. It's not good.
He ran right back in there. Yeah, and we'll worry about him. Chip, moving on, we have another segment on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about delicious eggnog, the one you've made, because I've had some other ones. They ain't good. We want to talk about something you hate, despise, revile. It's so evil. Mm-hmm. A beverage that you dislike so much, we're going to get rid of it entirely from the world. We want to know what it is, how you're going to do it in a segment we call
Cork It!
I leave the table if she fucking drinks Merlot!
Okay, so I'm going dark with this one, guys.
He just lit himself on fire.
It's
so
true. It's true.
Bad.
So I'll join in on that. The beverage is skim milk.
Whoa.
Now okay. I love milk. I like 2%. Thumbs up. I drink that all the
whole
time.
Milk.
I can do whole milk.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the 2%. It's not too like
percenty.
Yeah.
Buttermilk.
That's pretty thick. I'm not gonna drink a glass of buttermilk.
Okay. A 1%.
No, we're starting to push it.
Okay. Skim milk.
No.
Okay, good.
Low fat.
Yeah.
What about like a creamer?
All right. I don't know where that level is, but I'm arbitrarily calling it at skim milk.
Fair.
Skim milk's got to go.
So, yeah. I'm a big fan of milk, but I do not like skim milk. I feel like it's too weak. It's almost water. It's too cloudy for water, and it's too translucent for milk.
That's fair.
May I ask you a milk question before you dug into your cork? With cereal by itself, with a meal, how do you usually take it? You said you're a big fan.
I mean, I certainly with cereal. I do love a good cereal with milk.
And what cereal are you having?
I like Golden Grahams.
Oh, that is good. I haven't had that in a minute.
Same.
Golden Grahams. But just like a glass of milk. I would have that with a meal. Just pour me a glass of milk, and
my roommate does that. I don't get it.
So I do like the dairy, and but yeah, if someone gives me like, if I'm like, could I get a glass of milk, and they give me a glass of skim milk, I'm just unhappy that now I've got a glass of milk
like spilling out.
Got a glass of skim milk that I have to like drink, and I'm like, I'm not happy about this.
Yeah, at work, I have to order like the food and the beverages and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started, we were getting food back. They're like, just order a couple of things of milk, we'll be fine. And I got, because I don't know what people like, I got a whole milk and I got a skim milk. And my boss gave me so much shit for getting
those
skim
are the
milk.
Two extremes.
Yeah, I was like, well, I don't know what people like here. I don't know. She's like, what would you drink? I was like, I'm whole milk. I'm not a monster.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what are you doing, you idiot?
Just like pour half and half of that into the glass. Like
now,
half,
now
half
I get a whole and 2%.
Yeah.
Nice. Anyway, no one likes skim milk. I don't know why we make it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but continue.
So I'm trying to think, how would I get rid of skim milk?
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to go after the distribution.
Oh, okay.
Nice. There we go.
So
I
go to a grocery store, and I've got some kind of like gun with a laser sight, like a pistol with a laser sight.
Hell yeah, dude.
And I say, what's the thinnest milk you have? Just go up to like one of the clerks.
Whoa, don't shoot me, dog.
So he goes and he grabs a bottle of skim milk. I say, all right, pour me a glass of skim milk. And, you know, I got a glass of he pours it. And now I say, okay, hold this up. And I hold it in front of his head. Or get him to hold it in front of his head.
Okay.
And I take the laser sight and I shine it at the glass. And I say, if your milk is thick enough, it will block this laser.
Whoa.
Well, are you wearing a black suit with like a black tie and a white shirt?
Yeah, like let's go with that. Yeah.
You got okay. Sunglasses on? Yeah.
And if I see the laser dot on his forehead through the milk, it's too thin.
Ooh.
And I pull the trigger. Like, sugar, like,
whoa.
Hey, life is, you know. Like, No Country for Old Men. Sugar's out. Like, hey, fate has decided. This is not your day.
Damn.
This is Christmas episode.
And then I turn to the next person and I say, what is the thinnest milk you sell? And I do this at every grocery store, one by one, until the legend spreads.
The milk
and people are too afraid to sell skim milk, so they only sell the thicker milk. And then everyone's safe.
Well, and you get to travel the world.
Yeah.
Like John Wick. But
we here at Kroger's will not stand up to this milk murderer. We're getting rid of all our skim milk. We don't want to lose any more loyal Kroger customers.
Well, the legend will spread faster than I could ever get to to any any right. every grocery store. So I just think that's the way to spread.
We're desperate for news word of mouth. These days. Nothing's going on, so this would make it.
Serial killer.
You like milk murder?
I like milk murder. But that's why I'm playing. I'm pitching
the milk
on
murder.
It.
The lactose
intolerant.
The yeah. dairy death. Yeah.
These are all great.
Yeah. Now I'm just thinking of. Milk I don't think we'll talk milk murder, but I want to.
Try it, man.
All right.
Swing that dick.
Rob, how you gonna get rid of all the skim milk?
Ooh, all right. Well, do I have to follow in the milk murderer's footsteps? I think I have to.
It's a copycat milk murder.
Yeah, I haven't seen this in 2 years. I thought we caught
it. Oh, good.
Let's see. How am I going to get rid of all the skim milk? Okay, right. I'm going to do the old long con.
Ooh,
as I said earlier, I work for Kroger. I'm in their
great company.
Back room, and I see the milk come in one day, and I was like, fuck this skim. I don't know why we keep selling it. So I take, I say we get a, like a crate of 50 of milks.
Sure.
I'm going to poison 5 of them. And whoa. So, but I'm not going to mark them because even I don't know. Yeah. But I'm going to poison 5 of them. And mm-hmm. I'm going to do that at every Kroger store in the Tri-County area. And slowly but surely, out of nowhere, people are going to drop dead from having skim milk. And then, the news reports will come in. The milk murderer has returned. It's been 3 years since we heard of him.
But Chip is rotting in jail. Yeah. How can this be?
We were safe to put the skim milk guy back out.
Been trying to reach you.
So then they got to go to Hannibal Lecter style, go to Chip.
Yeah.
See if they can figure out who the new milk murderer is. Eventually they catch me though, but until they catch me, they got to take all that skim milk off the shelves once more. So I keep going around poisoning it. Mm. I'm going old school, a little arsenic and lace.
Old lace?
Arsenic and curd lace.
Yeah.
Arsenic and old way. We'll figure it out. Milk murder.
We'll get there.
We'll just stay there.
But yeah, time to get rid of all the skim milk. It's a long con, but I think it could be fun.
Nice.
Yeah, dabble with some poisons. Josh, how about you?
Oh, okay. I can't commit murder, but what I can do is commit murder of your feelings.
Oh,
so you know, there's some I don't watch NASCAR or open wheel racing.
Sure,
but there's some race when you win it, you drink milk.
Indy 500.
Indy 500. Okay, sure. And they have like a little thing of like whole milk, I'm assuming, and they chug it.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a big thing.
It's the traditional drink for the winner of the Indianapolis 500.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a pint of milk in a glass. And like a bottle, like a glass bottle.
Yeah, instead of spraying champagne, which they do for other races.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make that take off. I'm going to big money. I'm the dairy industry.
Yeah.
Every winner of every competition ever, nationally televised, local, small ball. You win a game of cards at your buddy's house. You get out a pint of whole milk and chug it. But to that, I make a loser clause where every fucking loser has to drink skim milk. As you know, there can only be one winner.
Yeah.
So eventually all the losers will consume all the skim milk.
As in second place on down, everyone.
You're not first, you're last.
Last.
Yeah,
yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
take it back.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah, what's that mean? I don't know. It's high on drugs, peyote.
But yeah, I think so. So skim milk, in addition to being thin and not delicious, has like this loser cloud around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it's all consumed, I'll stop production as a dairy baron, and I'll phase it out. And 2% will be the lowest percent we make, because there's so many good milk substitutes these days. And as a dairy baron, I'll also allow non-milks to be called milk. What a stupid thing to get mad about. Just buy that company and sell that thing. Like all these like Exxons and stuff are like, oh, we can't have solar take over. It's gonna. Buy the fucking solar company and get in on it.
Yeah.
You've got the money.
Just make it all one thing. Who cares?
Yeah.
Pivot, buddy. Just pivot.
Just pivot. Pivot. Yeah.
Your ancestors got rich by building ships or something. Like, don't.
Yeah.
Are they still doing that? Building fucking pirate ships?
Should we?
I don't know. I don't know anything about history.
God, we should make eggnog.
Yeah, go for a nice glass of posse right now. Yeah, so that's how I do it. And then eventually, it's all gone. Losers hate it. It's, so it's very synonymal.
Yeah.
Synonymous. People are like, oh, this guy's skim milk, and that means he's fucking losing.
I like that. Just go for the reputation. Go for the market.
Yeah. I'm not scared. There's one time.
Oh, yeah. This guy's not whole. You know what I'm saying? You savvy? Fire talk. So that's how I do it. That's my dream location. And Ryan Reynolds is there as a Pikachu.
No.
Yeah, he electrocutes my enemies.
You're drunk on nog.
I'm just drinking the egg whites now.
Oh, God. He's starting nutmeg.
The curdler murderer.
Oh, come on. That's better.
It's more fun.
All right.
Curdler murderer.
That's the milk murderer knockoff.
Pittsburgh?
You named him? He named
the copycat?
You.
Yeah. The curdler murderer.
I've been rewatching 30 Rock, and that's such a good bit.
What's that? What was that SNL bit where they're making fun of the mayor of Easttown?
Oh, yeah.
My daughter's murderer.
Your murder.
My daughter's murderer.
That's pretty good.
My favorite Ryan Reynolds bit is the Avatar font.
Oh, Papyrus?
Papyrus.
Yeah. It's an SNL bit.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
We were talking about there's
some. Let's listen to it right now.
Yeah, I'll play the audio. No, it's
nothing.
Stephen, not this again.
I forgot about it for years, but then I remembered that Avatar, the giant international blockbuster, used the Papyrus font as its logo.
Avatar, the movie from like 9 years ago?
Yeah. He just highlighted Avatar, he clicked the drop-down menu, and then he just randomly selected Papyrus, like a thoughtless child just wandering by a garden, just yanking leaves along the way.
Oh, man, that's really funny.
Yeah, he's got a whole thing about, like, it's a major motion picture. They're just using the Papyrus font.
You're talking about how mad he was that the font for the Avatar is just Papyrus?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It's pretty
brilliant.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Moving on. Is it cocktail time?
Yeah. Ooh. We've been flying.
There. Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to take one of these.
Oh, okay.
Are those alcoholic?
Yeah. Fucked up.
Listeners, John, she's opening the branch candy cane.
Yeah, get in there. Nobody wanted a candy cane?
Yeah,
I'll take a candy cane. Now. We're on the mic.
You don't have to,
Oh, God.
Pretty good.
Ho, ho, ho. What's going on out there?
Sam, you want the crackle of a cane on the mic?
Sam, I pull out one bump and you come flying out of there.
Hell yeah. Oh, I'm here to party.
Santa Sully?
Oh, yep.
Yeehaw, yeehaw.
Yeehaw, yeehaw.
All right,
okay.
Cocktail. Segment.
Chip. Yeah.
Did you ask for anything for Christmas this year?
I got new tires for my car.
Oh, wow.
And I've been pre-told that will be my Christmas gift.
Sure.
So I'm like, yeah, thanks. I needed new tires. I drove up. So for Thanksgiving, Emily flew to Chicago, and then we drove to Michigan for her family, to meet her family. Yeah, not to meet them, but to be with them for Thanksgiving. Yeah. And on my way there, I noticed that one of my tires was getting an egg on the side, just like a bulge out of the side of the tire. Sure. I'm like, all right, I think I can get to East Lansing just fine. But then, like, I'm concerned. I don't want to drive on it more. And, like, so I went and got new tires while I was in East Lansing. And ended up, I mentioned that to my parents because we talk on the phone for Thanksgiving.
Sure.
And they're like, well, why don't we just get those for you for Christmas? I was like, great.
It's weird as you get older of this, like, my dad asks, like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm pay for my flight down to Florida. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, I want you to open something. And I'm like, here's two books I made. It's tough.
I
want to be like, toys?
Mm-hmm. I try to, these days, more often than not, I try to give gifts like that, or like an experience,
sure,
like tickets to something event, something like that, or you know, like, I don't know, a gift certificate to a nice restaurant, something like that. Most people I know, I feel like have the things they need, and unless I think of something really cool that they'll like.
Josh and I talked about, I don't know if it was off mic or on the last podcast, but at some point where you're like, well, if I want something, I can just go get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tough. Comfortable enough financially that if I need something, I can go get it. Like I could have gotten the tires that I bought. I was not planning on getting those as a gift. I was just going to have them because I needed them.
You can afford tires, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's rich.
But yeah, I like giving gifts.
Giving gifts, I think, giving gifts is hard, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
because sometimes I honestly just don't know what to get people. But if I do this occasionally, if I'm just somewhere and I see something, I'm like, oh, like Josh would like that or Chip would like that, mm-hmm. I might get it for you and just be like, here, I saw this, thought of you. Happy whatever. Mm-hmm. Happy Arbor Day.
Yeah.
I planted a tree in your name.
Yeah.
I know you love that shit. What about as a kid? Was there something you were just like, oh, I want this so bad?
Gosh. There was one year that my best friend got a Fuji Pulsar bicycle.
Oh.
And suddenly all I wanted was a Fuji Pulsar bicycle. I wanted a bike. It was like a 10-speed. I had like a sort of a dirt bike before then, but it was just like the single speed dirt bike. And this was a 10-speed and stuff. Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
That's nice.
I did get one year. I got the Millennium Falcon Star Wars, and that was pretty awesome because that was like the coolest.
Yeah,
the coolest Star Wars toy.
I like Star Wars, but I never got into it. Mm-hmm. I loved getting Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles action figures as a kid. I can't remember. I got the big like Lego castle for like. You could build and like mm-hmm. One year I remember I got all like I think almost all of like one of the sets was like underwater lab or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was super cool. I just remember the rest of Christmas like I got them all and my dad's like, hey, we gotta go over to Aunt Donna's. I was like, no, I gotta build this stuff, Dad. I'm in the middle. I can't leave.
Oh yeah,
I'm in the middle of this project.
I was big into Transformers because I was just that age when they came out, you know, like middle school. And my grandmother, Papa's wife,
Papa and Mama,
she just thought they were the most clever, interesting toys. So, like, every now and then she would get me a Transformer, as a gift. Yeah. And so she just liked getting those for me. And then some of them came in sets, like the Constructicons. And so she was excited. She was like, she wanted me to finish building Destructor. Devastator, that was it, Devastator.
I had a couple of them.
Oh,
right. Cocktails. Oh, our music box mug.
It's a taller mug than I made it previous, so it might be a little weak, but we can always add on to it.
Okay.
Josh, what do you got there, buddy?
Talk to me. Chip, each episode we have the guest. That's you. They mm-hmm. bring a beverage, which is delicious Papa's eggnog, and we make a cocktail based on it and named after them. So you're about to, hopefully, fingers crossed, enjoy a beverage that we're calling... I'm dreaming of a mint chipmas, a.k.a. a quan in a manger. she can kind of parse what's in it a little bit from the thing, but go ahead and try it.
Yeah.
And again, I probably should have warmed up the nog a little more, but...
it'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. How's that candy cane?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
I hate it.
It's complex. There's a lot going on here.
Well, yeah.
It's subtle, but there's a lot. It's Papa's okay, so yeah, there's definitely mint. It's like Andes mints is what I taste.
Oh.
And some chocolate. It probably is Andes mints. I don't know. Mm.
We'll find out.
It's melted Andes mints.
Oh, is it really?
No. yeah, you're right. It's eggnog base. Mm-hmm. To that, we've... it's sort of a two-thirds eggnog, one-third hot chocolate.
Okay.
Specifically a French vanilla.
Oh. All right.
To that, we've added 1 ounce of creme de cacao.
Ooh.
Mm. And 1 ounce of creme de menthe.
Oh,
creme de menthe? Creme de menthe. So you're probably... Oh. Now this one's free.
Just give me another. I'm going to sell my tires for more.
Yeah, the first one's free.
And I think if I had my wits about me, I also would have brought whipped cream to top it with.
Oh.
Okay.
Sure.
And then, oh, of course, there's the candy cane.
I like the candy cane, man. Well, it looks mm-hmm. nice.
Yeah.
More or less of something. Yeah, you can tell you're, like, thinking about it.
I think I would have cut the nutmeg. I saw you sprinkle some nutmeg on top?
Yeah.
It's very strong.
Fighting?
Yeah.
Chip, can I try it?
Yeah.
He's like, please drink all this.
Please, I can't have it.
Probably make it your own if you want.
Mm-hmm. I do think, I like it as a hot beverage.
Yeah.
I mean, right now it's like lukewarm, which is fine. But I think like a hot.
The hot chocolate I had in a travel mug.
Oh, sure.
It was steamy when I came out, but I was like, that nog is
I agree. I'm going to sneeze and not make one on my nose.
Oh, no. Bless you. Excuse me.
Oh. You got a cough to get off.
Yeah, don't judge me.
That's for cocaine, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
You got your powder nose.
How many people are back there?
We call that a December nose.
Oh, whoa, whoa. I brought the Santas.
I knew there's more than
three
one.
Three hot chicks.
Santa, what are you doing?
Ho, ho, hoes.
Tell me the names again.
It is I'm Dreaming of a Mint Chipmas,
mm-hmm.
a.k.a. a Quan in a Major.
Okay.
A Manger.
I agree. I think it's good. I think a little too much nutmeg. I think I'm learning I don't like nutmeg. But yeah, a little warmer. I think a little warmer, I think it'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yep. I think you're on well, something. Well, yeah.
You can make it this holiday when you're with the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll put the recipe in the show notes.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice. Oh, you gotta give it a letter grade.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. I mean, I'll say B plus.
Okay,
B plus.
I'll take
yeah,
B plus.
Like B pluses
because B pluses get degrees.
They do. I got a degree, Bryce. So what do you know?
Yeah, there you go.
yeah, I think without the nutmeg, it would go into the A range. I think it would be like, this is just good.
Well, nice, you know what? In lieu of nutmeg, I'll say this on mic so I remember it when I'm editing. Whipped cream and then mm-hmm. A little bit of the hot chocolate. Powder.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
And that'll, crushed up candy canes.
Ooh, yeah.
That'll
Ooh.
Also,
yeah, that'll work.
Good.
Yeah.
And we have full size ones, but ideally I'd love to do like a little mini one on the outside.
Oh. Just hang into a garnish. Yeah.
I like that.
But you could also stir it with the big ones.
So. I do like the stir.
Yeah. Because it melts a little bit more and.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at that.
See? Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. And also if you don't, I was looking for it and I couldn't find it, Dr. McGillicuddy's.
Oh.
Because that mint, that mint.
That's just good.
It's a different type of mint. Like this mint's a little strong by comparison. So you could probably do maybe 2 ounces of that.
I don't know Dr. McGillicuddy's.
It's good.
Yeah. Go back, Joel's episode. Ryman? Yeah, Joel Ryman's episode. He chose this guy, Dr. McGillicuddy's. I never heard about it until he brought it on.
Okay.
But they make a lot of flavored alcohol.
Yeah.
Mint was surprisingly good.
Mm. It was like a really clean. You know how this one has an Andes mint quality?
Yeah.
This one is like not a... It's not as I don't even know how to describe it.
Creamy?
Yeah. It's not as
creamy.
It's
Is it time?
You're perfect.
Well, Chip, we can't let anybody leave because we have another segment.
Oh.
So all holiday long, the month of December, we all know that winter starts December 1st. We've been trying different beverages to figure out what additional beverage we're going to leave out for Santa. We're going to leave them out whole milk. We're going to leave them out cookies. Mm-hmm. Carrots for the reindeer, which is something that I never did. But we have another segment on the show. We've been trying out beverages. We're going to try them. We're going to rank them from 1 to 9 reindeer and decide if they're going to be left out for Santa in the segment we call...
Chugging It Twice. So I discovered these the other day.
All right.
Listeners, I have a Bud Light Seltzer Ugly Sweater Pack.
It's a variety pack, it looks like.
It's a variety pack. There are 4 flavors. We have cranberry, sugar plum, cherry cordial, and then seltzer nog.
Wow.
So.
You gotta start with seltzer nog.
We gotta start with seltzer nog. I feel like we gotta try the seltzer nog first.
And we can judge it as a case. We don't have to judge it.
Yeah, no. So, okay. are we doing each one?
I'm genuinely curious about each of these flavors, to be honest.
There's we're gonna try cordial.
That's true.
There's this seltzer nog.
Thank you for this lovely gift,
yeah,
Rob.
Seltzer nog. I can't imagine.
Cranberry. Seltzer nog. I already am like, it's going to be disgusting.
Yeah, I can't imagine it
and then sugar plum.
Being
sugar
good at in any
this
way.
Was the other one I was curious about, sugar plum.
Now, before we dive in, gentlemen, what do we think is, we all agree, we think nog is going to be the grossest.
I can't imagine it would be.
What do we think?
Anything but gross.
Not even trying to be. What do we think is going to be the most surprisingly good?
I think cranberry is going to be good.
Yes, I think cranberry is going to be the best taste.
But that's not surprisingly good. I would expect it to be.
I have hope in sugar plum.
I'm gonna put my money. Plum is a great flavor. I think I'm gonna put my money behind sugar plum too, but I think cranberry will be easily the most.
Yeah,
accessible.
I think cherry cordial might taste a little medicine-y.
I'm worried about that.
So if it does taste good, I would be surprised by that.
I think it's gonna be a little sweet in a bad way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, is seltzer nog not gonna be? Come on.
Yeah. All right. Let's die. We're doing a nog.
All right. We'll do nog first. Nog it up. You got any noggin drink out of?
The night nogger.
It smells like nog.
Oh,
wow. It really does. Smells like nog.
Creepy. What the fuck?
Weird.
All right, here we go.
I do not like this.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. It's too weird.
It's, wow. All
I don't right. hate it. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either.
It's got like a real spice finish.
There's a cinnamon to it.
That's what it is.
There's a cinnamon finish.
On the box it says, it's what's on the inside that counts.
Well, what is on the inside?
My gosh.
Yeah, there's mostly getting cinnamon.
Water, cold fermented cane sugar, natural flavors, cane sugar. Okay.
Listeners, it smells like eggnog.
Stevia?
It kind of tastes like eggnog, malted but eggnog rice. Shouldn't be this bubbly.
It's also 100 calories.
Yeah.
If I was just smelling it, I would like retch.
Yeah.
Yeah, all I get is cinnamon, and that might just be because my nose is a little stuffed up.
Sure.
It's but, really eggnoggy at the very, but artificially at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And then finishes.
This smells cinnamon. Not bad.
There's a clove cinnamon spice thing going on.
It's not my favorite.
A mold yeah. beer.
I am.
All right.
Proud we tried it.
I am too.
Sure.
Chip as guest of the next three, which like you choose.
Yeah.
Let's sugar plum.
Sugar plum it. My money's on. Okay.
Mm, smells fruity.
Smells yes. good.
It smells like grape Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, there's a bit of a...
It's tart.
Yeah. I was going to say bite, but tart's better. Sugar plum? Okay, hang on. Another sip.
Yeah, I mean, this tastes to me like a generic berry-flavored yeah. seltzer.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Yeah. I don't like this one.
It's okay.
It tastes like medicine a little bit to me.
Yeah. The more it sits on my tongue, that's what you said. it has that medicine-y flavor. It's not bad, though. Josh?
Let's say cranberry for last. Cherry cordial.
Cherry cordial.
Cherry cordial. Cherry cordial.
These cherries are nice.
They've offered to help with the dinner.
Hear them laughing. Children gasping.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, why does this smell like hot chocolate?
It smells like chocolate.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Ooh. Is cherry cordial a chocolatey thing?
Cherry bomb.
Yeah, aren't cherry cordials?
You want to try
chocolate dip?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Cherry cordials are chocolate dip cherries.
You can have as much.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought a cordial. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they're like cherry is dipped in chocolate, so it's like a bonbon kind of thing.
Oh. Yeah, but then when you bite them, they like bleed. Oh,
yeah,
it's like a white cream.
Oh, I just thought it was like a fun.
So so the chocolate is not by accident. I don't think.
Yeah.
Have as much
pour
as
whatever. Yeah, only pour whatever you like. Yeah, start with the nog.
Smart man using his eyes.
Yeah. It looks like it, so they look like seltzer.
Yeah, it's just clear.
Yeah.
I was looking up your old address.
Oh, God. That smells like nog, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It smells like someone wished it to be nog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize cordial was a chocolatey one. I'll say this. They smell great. They taste horrible.
They smell like candles.
Yeah.
Because it smells artificial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The
what do you got there, Hulse?
That's sugar plum?
That one's better.
Yeah, sugar plum's okay.
Is that sugar plum?
Yeah.
You can only go up from eggnog.
Yeah.
Oh!
Well, this one's cloudy. Like, look at it. It's cloudy.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's just the bubbles. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. This is the cherry. Who are you trying to cherry cordial? Sounds like chocolate.
Hey, you want to drink a candle?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, let's crack into this.
Oh, God.
Oh, somebody's in here.
You like a good fizzy. Oh, you like a good fizzy chocolate.
This is cranberry.
It's like the cherry hits you hard, and then the chocolate slaps you in the face.
Yeah.
All right, cherry smells like cherry.
Okay.
Or so, cranberry.
Cranberry. It smells like cranberry. I definitely smell cranberry.
This is the most normal of them.
Perfect.
Yeah, this is normal it. Cranberry. Mm. Yeah, this is a good seltzer.
We saved Christmas.
We did it!
But that being said, we have to judge it as a pack.
Oh, yeah, as a pack.
And we our rating system is...
out of 9 reindeer.
And you have to name the reindeer that you give
reindeer. Yeah.
So
you can go first if you want.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen,
Rudolph.
But do you recall?
Yeah.
I did. Okay. Wow. It's tough. There's four flavors and nine reindeer.
All right, he's getting out the whiteboard.
So the math doesn't work out without fractions. And
oh, gross. Hooli made a suicide with him.
Oh, God. God.
Is this in the cup, Hooli?
Yeah.
It tastes. It just. There's chocolate. Just, that's all I taste.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Oh, did you?
It's O'Doul's. No.
It's better than it should be.
Yeah, it's not bad. The chocolate overpowers at the end.
Yeah, the finish is chocolate.
I'm good.
Go ahead.
It's happening in my stomach right now.
You don't want more of this?
Okay. It doesn't have to happen in my mouth.
You know when something bad happens to you and you want it to happen to you again?
Yeah. Yeah, when you get hit only in one testicle, you're like,
yeah, let's balance it out. Yeah,
balance out a good deal. Excuse me, Chip. I can go if you don't. If you want
to. Oh, sorry. I didn't give you a rate. Let's say three. I'm gonna go with three.
Three. Which ones?
I mean, the cranberry.
No, a reindeer, you dummy.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Which reindeer? I'm gonna say Dancer, Cupid, and. Blitzen.
Nice. I'm gonna give it a four.
Okay.
Oh. Just because I think cranberry does a lot of the heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. But I will say kudos to Bud Light Seltzer. They smell good. And it smells like the thing they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. They don't taste good, but I'll give it like the odor of it is there. So that's why they get the extra.
They got the potpourri mode.
And so the reindeer I'll give them is we'll go Prancer, Vixen, because I think a lot of Vixens like seltzer. Nixon and Kennedy. Those are my four reindeer.
The debating reindeer.
Wow. Okay. I was gonna give it like one or two reindeer, but then you pointed out, sure, it's doing what it's trying to do.
It's doing what it's supposed to do, and I also
which pisses me off.
Yeah. But I will say, like, the cans look cool. The whole packet comes in.
Yeah, let's get that, like, sweater vibe.
The design is very nice.
And oh my God, look at that. You can even put two from on the top there as a gift. That's nice.
You could give someone this.
So I stick with my four.
Cherry by itself? Nine reindeer.
You mean cranberry?
Cranberry by itself.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Sugar plum gets in there a little bit. Fine. Eggnog, go to hell. Cordial is zero reindeer. Yeah. I think I'll do two in an antler.
Right. Which two?
Yeah, Rudolph definitely. He's the most Christmassy of the reindeer.
Sure.
So you know he's fucking pounding this stuff, taking it to the dome. Dancer.
Okay.
And who's Antler?
Frost Nixon. I'm going to finish this cherry one, and I'm never going to think.
Cherry one's not bad. Or cranberry.
Yeah, why do I keep saying that?
Yeah, because cherry seems to make the most sense.
Yeah, you said finish the cherry one. I was real surprised you said that.
Yeah. Take it like a shot.
Take it like a shot.
Yeah.
Drink it down, pussies.
The Santa's coming this week.
Yeah.
So what?
Ho, ho, ho.
Who, do you know which one was the most highly rated? We did Sprite.
We did the cranberry Sprite. Right,
which was bad.
The Ginger Snap Mountain
Ginger
Dew.
Ginger Snap Mountain Dew, which did pretty well.
Yeah. And then what was the other one? Oh, the Ginger Cookie Beer.
The Ginger Cookie Beer.
And then this.
I think the Mountain Dew did the best.
I think the Mountain Dew was the best. If you want one as a home gift, I'll give you. I got plenty.
I'll take one of those. Yeah, I can see that working like as because you got like ginger ale.
Yeah.
So you got ginger snap.
It was better. I think we were all surprised how better it was than it should have been.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think Santa's gonna be surprised.
Yeah. Here, home gift.
Oh, thank you.
It came in a 12-pack.
All right. No, we got it just for him.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just for you as a special guest.
Aw. I feel so special.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get one more chugging in twice before the end of the year.
Before the end of the
year. But, we'll get a head start on next year.
Yeah, yeah. Per it is.
But he's getting Mountain Dew this year. And you know what? Let's give him a couple of tacos from Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Santa loves Taco Bell.
That's a good gift.
T-Bell.
Well, I think we did it, gentlemen.
I think we did it.
We have one last thing to do. We want to know anything that you're doing that you want people to see, or anything that you've been enjoying reading, writing, video gaming that you want also people to enjoy. We don't have a name for the segment.
Mm-hmm. I just plugs.
Plugs. I'm playing at Comedy Sports, both live and virtually these days at the Den and on Twitch. And sometimes I appear on people's podcasts. And that's mostly where you can find me these days. I've been, you know what I've been watching this week? I just started watching the Get Back thing on Disney Plus. It's about the Beatles.
Oh,
it's like a three-part documentary that was filmed in '69. It's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, and I don't know the Beatles' history enough to know where exactly it's going, but they're certainly like leading to like an event that they haven't revealed yet, because they're telling it in time, and the Beatles don't even know what the fuck they're going to do.
When I get shot at the
end. Whoa!
Spoilers.
No.
I was back when I was watching Deadwood, when that was on HBO.
Oh, yeah.
So good. You know, with Wild Bill Hickok and Annie Oakley and that. And then I was talking to someone, they're like, yeah, and they say something about, like, you know, Wild Bill Hickok getting shot in the back. And I'm like, dude, spoilers. He's like, Chip, it's history. Like, oh, yeah, you know, if I thought about that, I didn't know that he gets shot in the back from history.
You tell me the ship sinks at the end?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
But yeah, I've been watching that. I've been playing a bunch of different video games. I got back into Skyrim because it's just fun. I haven't played in a long time.
You PC? PC-er?
PC, yeah. So I got that on Steam. But I've also got a Nintendo Switch, so I've been playing Metroid Dread on that.
I asked that for Christmas.
I'm a huge Metroid fan. So
it's good.
It is good. It is.
Played the demo. It was very fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Been playing a little bit of a
studio today.
Yeah.
We're playing a little bit of a game called Hard Space Shipbreaker. It's about it's kind of a Zen-like game where you just like float around in space demolishing ships with your little cutting torch, like breaking them apart. Like you're a salvage operator, and you have to like,
taking on cruise ships and killing the people. So.
Yeah,
it's very Zen for me.
You got a laser pointer and
a lot of plants.
He's the milk murderer.
Yeah,
I think so.
The curdler murderer.
Curdler murderer.
Yeah. So you're carving apart these old derelict spaceships to try to get salvageable materials from it, and it just kind of do it at your own pace or whatever. Just been playing Guild Wars 2. Emily and I, we wanted a game that we could play online since we're so far apart on the map. So we could play online together, so we started playing Guild Wars 2 online together. So yeah, I've been playing some games.
Is it co-op?
It's an MMO.
Okay.
You know, like Warcraft. So there are thousands of people online playing at once, but like we can both log in and play together and do missions and quests and stuff together.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Been watching Hawkeye.
Oh yeah, I've been liking it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm digging it.
Yeah. You've been watching?
Yeah, I'm current. It's great.
Same.
Rob? Yeah,
so that's what I've been up to.
Comic Sports, along with these two yuck yucks, clued in Saturdays at the Second City, 7:30.
You guys
Saturdays
going through the new year?
We have, when this comes out, we'll be on our break, because I think Sexy is closing their smaller theaters for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. But I believe we'll be back come the new year, so we'll be back, baby.
Speaking of murder.
A murder most foul. And then I'm watching nothing new, just to talk about, like, been kind of dipping my toe back in the curb as I'm watching the new season. I'm going back and watching some of the older stuff. It's the best. I love the show.
I haven't gotten back into it since it started up again. I used to the early seasons I watched and thought they were brilliant.
I'm watching the one where he goes to New York for half the season because everyone in LA hates him. I forget why. But it's because
he's Larry David.
Yeah, it's Larry David. There's one. It's a feature. He befriends a baseball player who I guess famously in the 80s lost the Boston Red Sox World Series.
Oh, is it one with the one between his legs?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know who that guy's name is. But there's this whole, like, he ends up hanging out with Larry the whole show. Everyone's booing him, and at the very end, he has to catch a baby, and he does. And it's so, like, Larry payoff.
I have the name on the tip of my tongue. I can't.
Barry something? I don't remember. But it's great. Go back and watch Curb. Otherwise, that's nothing new. Josh, how about you?
Okay. I'm Josh. Comedy Sports, online and in person at the Den. We just lowered the prices of the tickets.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper to bring your family of five out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then apparently you did a good falafel place.
Oh, right there. Falafel place is great.
I walked by, it smells so good. I haven't
been
in there.
Delicious.
Yeah. The one day I was going to go, we came out late and they were closed and I was mad.
That's really
good. I was like, this place got to stay open late, right?
Yeah.
Like,
normally it does. Here's the weird thing, though. Wicker Park, I feel like, is just shutting down earlier. I don't know if it's still like
pandemic
ideal, but like, a place that used to be very poppin' closes it. Like, even after a 10 o'clock show, it's hard to find even places to go grab a drink.
Uh-huh.
Super weird.
Yeah.
What
are
you
going to
do?
Omicron. I think it's happening. I don't know. It's March? No. It's April. Doing that online. Josh Scobie Sucks on Twitter. Watching-wise, I started watching based on former guest Eric Lindberg's recommendation. I started watching the League of Legends Netflix show. I got halfway through the pilot, but I had to leave for time. Very good. Okay. It's very, and I don't play the game, but
it's based on the game.
I think so. It's definitely in that world.
Okay.
And I was just like, okay, I'm in. I'm in. Hawkeye herself voiced the main character.
Oh, nice.
So if you've been joining her there, listen to her voice. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Bill Buckner.
There you go. Nice.
Go look it up.
The baseball player?
Yeah.
So yeah, doing that. I did get an Xbox X.
Oh!
It's on the way.
All right, all right.
Where did you get it from?
I got it from Walmart. Nice. Small mom and pop shop.
Oh, Sam Walton's
small
little shop.
Small mom and pop.
Yeah. I did it online. I was following a Twitter thing that was letting people know when they were out.
Yeah.
Finally made it after 4 attempts of either missing the drops altogether or just them being sold out when I went to go get them.
Sure. Well, congrats.
Hey, I'm excited.
I went out early when the Switches were coming out. I got like early to a Target and stood in line. I was second in line. There was a guy who was third in line who decided to go to a Starbucks and get coffee and come back. And when he came back, he was sixth in line. And they had 4 Switches, so he was so pissed off.
What
that
sucks.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I laughed at him.
Yeah, you know, I did have an opportunity to get one on Thanksgiving, but there was a line outside of GameStop because we just went out to look to see where the line was, but it was like another hour and a half or 2 hours before the store opened.
Oh, that's a lot.
And I was like, okay, I would have made it,
yeah,
but then I would have had to stay here for 2 hours on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's not worth it. Like, you know, they're going to be back.
You'll eventually get it. Yeah. You don't need to go out of your way.
Yeah, I've already waited a year. Yeah. I could wait longer. But
you specifically wanted an Xbox X as opposed to like a PS5? Or did you just
want either of those? Yeah, I have a PS4. I would have been the Xbox system longer, so I just enjoy them. And something about the controller, like, because I do think performance-wise they're very close. Maybe Xbox is a little stronger, but I don't. You know, if I would do that, I would just game on PC. But
yeah,
I like having a console. Mm-hmm. But more than that, the feel of the controller is like the thing that like sends me home, because there's so much base parity now between the systems.
Any exclusives?
Well, Halo. I'm a big Halo fan.
Sure.
Long time. So I'm excited to play the new one. Maybe it's on my Christmas list. Ooh, Santa.
Okay.
That's enough about me and enough about you. Chip, the hell out of here.
Bye.
Just kidding. We have one last thing to do before we let you leave. And that is our end of the podcast cheers. So grab the closest drinkable Bud Light seltzer to you.
Go with the cranberry.
Because my nog is ice cold now.
I'm also choosing cranberry for myself.
Yeah.
And say along with me,
whatever your glass, put a toast in it.
Clink. Did I miss the episode? I was going to guest host.
It's all right, Santa. We'll meet you next year. Makes you how's my bathroom
looking? Oh, God.
You okay?
The bowl was the only Ryan place I didn't get any.
Jesus Christ, Santa.
Vintage Santa.
Oh, boy. You goof.
Cognac keeps you
would you have a problem you want to bring up with Andy Jackson's episode?
Sure. Yeah, not a problem. Just, there was a lot of New Orleans-centric stuff. Like, I remember growing up with Barks and...
Dr. Josh episode.
Dr. Josh. Oh, yeah. That was one of the things I wanted to bring up. My dad went to high school with Dr. John.
What?
Yeah, Mac Rebenek, his name. And so, yeah, they were both at Jesuit High School.
Wow.
Together.
So, you friendly or just...
No, my dad was aware of him. Like, they were, like, friendly.
Do you think in your mind that he could have been if things had gone the right way? Or
just like
either your dad was Dr. John.
A sliding door away from... Yeah. It could have been, man. Could have been.
Wow.
I remember Barks. I mean, you brought up like the red bottle versus blue bottle thing, and I remember as a kid, like we always got the red bottles were the ones that we would have at school. But like if you got a blue bottle, it was like special good luck because they were so rare to see a blue bottle. Ooh, blue bottle, it's good luck.
It's first. Cool.
Yeah, I remember like the description of like it's got the Barks has bite. Like it has sort of a peppery sort of flavor to it that I like. That was, in fact, one of the drinks that I was thinking about before I saw the Annie and Rose picked it. It's a New Orleans beverage. And,
do you ever go to the factory jar?
Not that I can recall. I do remember... No, that was a Boy Scout thing. I remember sarsaparilla root. There was a root that they used to flavor root beer, but that was a Boy Scout thing.
Oh God, his legs.
Santa, we gotta go.
Drink your mash and talk your trash. That is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy. vodka keeps you thin. Tequila makes you want to fight, but I'll try them all in.